Broadcasting from the media epicenter of the world. Tell me a tale, it's the cocktail hour. I said, tell me a tale, it's the cocktail hour. Well, I said, tell me a tale, it's the cocktail hour. You better tell me a tale, cause it's the cocktail hour.
162, the episode is called Of the Cocktail Hour on June 2nd, 2024. This would be our Pursuit of Happiness episode. We want to welcome everyone to listening. And if any of you listeners feel like you'd like to contact us with a question or phone in or anything, please don't, because we really, really don't give that much of a fuck about you. So good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mr. Joke. Joyful.
We love all of you.
Yeah.
We love all of you. I'm joking. Come on. Yeah.
Did you tell the crew today we usually do Saturday. This is a Sunday edition. So as Kelly was saying, we're a little on the.
I feel more Christ-like. More Christ-like today myself.
Yeah.
Relaxed, easygoing Jesus. You know.
I'd like to have abs like Jesus. That's what I'd like. Oh God. Man, you look really? At him on the cross. He's cut, man. He's got abs.
But yeah, and he's from Norway as well, you know, that kind of thing. He's one white fella.
Norway, that's
or
that's
maybe
my...
maybe Northern Italy. I'll give him that.
Yeah. You know,
I'll give the Pope that much.
He drinks olive oil. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh God! When I think of the Jesus that I was presented as a young man in a small town in Saskatchewan in Sunday school. It's so funny because all you know, here, color this while our parents are in praying. Color these pictures of, you know,
your parents are drinking communion wine, laughing it up, smoking cigarettes three doors down. You thought they were praying.
Yeah. Waiting for them to set out the donuts. That's what I was. That's what I was doing.
Bob, how was that key party last weekend? Oh, yeah, man, that was really something. I'm gonna have to repent on that, I tell you.
There isn't enough repentance to clear this fucker.
No, I mean that's the yeah. When I was going to Sunday school, and I mean, you know, when I tell people like what my religious upbringing was, and then they know me now, they're like, huh, that doesn't track at all. You know,
no.
Baptist Sunday school, and
yeah.
Went to camp meetings every once in a while, things like that. Uh-huh. I mean, that's you know, that's maybe that's not the vibe I give off anymore. But, you know, I find it really interesting to see friends and family back home, their Facebook posts now, because there's a lot of Jesus, you know, since the Donald Trump guilty on all 34 counts and he's a convicted felon now. The religious, what a crook. And, everybody is sending these memes, and it's like, you know, Donald Trump sitting at his desk writing something, and ghostly vision of Jesus is standing behind him with both hands on his shoulder. And they're like, Lord, lift this man up. He is the only one that can save us from whatever we imagine is going on. And I don't really have the right. I mean, of course, I have the right response. I don't have the right response, because if I say what I'm really thinking, you know.
But you have a right.
I have a right to my response.
You have a right to the right response.
As I get older, I'm learning to, you know, kind of keep that. But those folks need Jesus. They don't understand. I mean, I'm pretty sure that this Bible story that we're in right now is not going to portray that fellow as one of the good guys, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you saying the pictures that you're seeing is that true? You saw
actual, you know, ghastly Jesus, you know, looking down adoringly on our 45th president, you know, as he's working on, you know, I guess he's still working on the great Medicare plan, you know, that he promised.
It's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, any minute now. And these poor folks, they believe it all. They believe everything. I mean, and you know,
he's
good
been
for them.
Busy.
It's good to have something to believe in. And Well, I was looking, you know, I was looking at the news this morning, like, oh, what should we talk about or whatever? And I saw this thing, you know, it's too easy to go after Donald Trump saying, lock her up. You know, you can't have somebody running for president that's under federal indictment. Hillary Clinton's a crook, you know, that kind of stuff. That's too easy. But the thing I thought that was extra horrible was Michelle Obama's mother died this week, and she's 86. Yeah. And she lived in the White House, and I saw something that were just the comments, you know, on the Fox News channel from people about Michelle Motherstein, like, you know, good riddance. You know, she had
Really?
She had a son who became the first lady. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is a racist thing.
Wow. I'm pretty sure.
I might be wrong, but I think I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, let me get my definition of that out just to make sure I'm on.
Man.
Yeah.
So the crap.
I feel like the people that are backing the big orange turd are you know, maybe not the best of us. That's my thought right now. And I'm glad that I'm not on Facebook anymore, because I would be in Facebook jail for all the stuff I would say to my loved ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not my biggest worry. My biggest worry is going to be
away from the news.
Yeah.
This weekend. I stayed away from the news this weekend.
Did you?
You know, other than weather. You know, because I'm over
here. You need it here. Yeah. Is it going to be cloudy? Yeah. Or is it going to, I don't know, be cloudy?
So, because I just didn't, I knew what it was going to be. It's, you know, and when I was popping on for this podcast, the news pops up first before I get to my, you know, way to talk to you guys. I saw a few things and I'm like, nope, turn that off. Not gonna go into the news this weekend. I just don't.
Wow.
Because it's just going to be, the tit for tat kind of thing. And I don't want to hear about it. Because I do know that you're right, John. There are people that are saying, you know, I'm still on the Trump train and all this. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and Jesus is at the wheel and all that stuff. And, I'm not.
My wife was talking to.
I can't deal with it.
My wife was talking to a friend of hers that we went, you know, to go visit in Florida. And she was saying, you know, she's a Trump supporter and she didn't like all the stuff she does. And my wife was like, you're a Trump supporter, and started talking about it. And then it got to the end of times, you know, that conversation. Yes. Where Trump may be a vehicle for the Lord to bring about the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
They may be right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be Richard Simmons.
I mean, yeah.
Well, maybe it will. Maybe it will.
End of Times, a great workout video. You know, do we want the end of times or do we want to get fit? Let's talk about this, right? Mm-hmm. no. I mean, I agree with you. And that's kind of scary because the end of times, like, okay, you know, I don't know what that means, but I'm not sure I want it to happen now. And why does it have to? Why do we have to perpetuate it? You know what I mean?
But Bible readers every generation believe that the end is coming during
their time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And if you spend your time waiting for the end, like that couple, I mean, you talk about the news. Remember that couple that they were kind of big Armageddon preppers and they killed their children? You know, it was some guy married the wife and she had two kids and they were kind of a drag. So they buried him in the Utah desert or something like that. So he just got sentenced to life in prison this week. I mean, no, death sentence this week. And that was their thing. They spent their whole life thinking the world was going to come to an end. So nothing really mattered. Yeah, kill our kids, but it'll be fine.
But you got to wonder, okay, suddenly if that's your belief and, I suddenly have license to do anything I want. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is kill those kids.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
I need free time. I got things to do before then. We're going to go on an Italian cruise. Yeah.
I'm going to drop them off at daycare again.
Yeah, screw them. Exactly. Little mooch. The world is
Sunday
great.
Sermon I want to hear today.
Yeah,
brothers and sisters,
put your hands together in prayer because, damn it, things could be going better.
Was that picture you're talking about with Jesus's hands on Don's shoulder? Was it obviously an AI thing?
No, I feel like somebody really spent some Photoshop time. I mean, it was well done. It was like,
yeah, the Kremlin.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, Thomas Kincaid oil portrait kind of quality. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I don't think it's easy to just say, give me Donald Trump in a certain pose. I don't think the AI stuff easily gets you a human.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, an actual person that you can name. You know, you can't say, oh, I want, you know, Matt Damon nude in Times Square. Right? It's not going to do that. But I think if you give it a picture, you say, here's the picture I want to use. And then, you know, put this person at a desk or something. Maybe it could do that. But I feel like it was well done enough and super Jesus-y. And yeah, all that stuff. It was some loyal fan took a lot of time putting that together.
God help.
And it'll be on sale at your local Hobby Lobby next week.
Oh man, I hope so.
Oh, that would be great.
This is a little closer to my pursuit of happiness, I guess. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah, I mean, how about it? What if you got just a big velvet painting of that? Jesus with his hands on Donald Trump's shoulder, and you just put that over your fireplace and you invite people over to your house. Yeah, huge. Just gaudy.
And don't address it.
Yeah.
No.
Giant gold frame, you know, Renaissance kind of thing. And you put it up there and people walk in. Hey, Kelly. You know.
And then you say, what? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's our president.
And a jar on a mantle that says tips, you know, for something to, you know, for the re-election committee, right?
Hail money.
Yeah.
Holy crap. How are you, America? Long time. How come we're on a Sunday today? Why? What's going on, John? Did you go fishing?
I had something going on yesterday.
Oh.
You know, and no, it wasn't building a fort or building a gazebo or pagoda or anything yet.
Are you almost done with that?
No. I got a couple more things to do that before I call it a great lift, you know, which is having every male person I've ever met come over and help me lift this up and put it on the roof.
I'm ready. Amish of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know. You should shoot a video where all your fellow friends wear the Amish hat and stuff, you know, look like Billy Jack, the older guys. and push the with that climactic crescendo music of oh, and then the camera goes up and it's just a tin roof going up. It's not a barn.
Yeah, and the women are all in their plain ass dresses churning butter.
Yeah, full length gowns with a little white kerchief on top.
And that puffy hairstyle when it goes up like Miss Kitty.
You know, I saw those women. I went back a couple of years ago to see
the Amish women.
Yeah, to see my cousin in North Georgia. So they live right outside a little touristy town called Helen, and the German Baptists moved in, and I hadn't heard of this as a group, but I was at the Food Line or Food City or, you know, one of Piggly Wiggly, something like that back there, and went in and was trying to buy some beer. And like you do. And there are all these women that were wearing these long gowns, like, you know, just of plain fabric and a white apron and a white bonnet, you know, covering their hair. And I thought, is this a new kind of Sharia law going on, you know, here in the country? And I asked my cousin and she's like, oh, that's the German Baptists. And if you want a worker, you want to get one of those folks. Like they
get
will
shit done.
Yeah. They will clean your house. They will do, you know, whatever. They are here to work. And I'm like, do they speak German? And she said, yeah, they talk German to each other, but they speak English fine. And
did you get a catalog?
No,
order one.
I was afraid to talk to them. I was like, you know, hey ladies, they might just scattered.
Ein zwei.
Yeah. I took German.
Hit you with their homemade mop.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Took German in high school, and most of the time I went to Krispy Kreme donuts with a buddy of mine, and we'd bring them back for the class, and we didn't really do anything. But I learned that it was important to say I'm sorry in a variety of languages. That's I think the most important. And if you can apologize, then yeah, there you go. There's your Donald Trump video.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But the Jesus looks like, wasn't he on like a scripted TV show in the '80s? Something, some guy with long hair and beautiful people in their cowboys.
No, I think the face of this particular, so we're looking at the picture of the artboard print that you can buy of this image.
Where did you get the picture?
I can buy that?
Yeah, it's the thing I sent you is a link to Redbubble. And so you can buy the Donald Trump Jesus Guide Me artboard print, or you can buy a tapestry. And so basically, you know, the Jesus is the, who's that actor that was in, he's one of those guys that, changes his weight all the time. The famous actor, dude, not Matthew McConaughey, who
That's
starved
who I was
himself.
Say.
No, the other guy who, he got really fat for it, played Dick Cheney in a movie, and he's been really skinny.
Oh, Christian Bale.
Yes.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. So that Jesus is Christian Bale with a beard, I think. That's my guess. And a shroud over his head, that kind of thing. But that's making its rounds around now. Yeah.
Wow.
It's actually pretty well done.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. I mean, right,
you bought it for the craftsmanship.
Did that, yeah.
Well, it's on sale right now, too. 20% off.
Yeah. This particular one is designed and sold by Rowena Jones, is the artist.
Hey, Rowena.
Yeah, I don't know that she. I mean, it's easy just to steal anything off the internet, but you get a t-shirt of it.
I had an aunt named Rowena, you know?
Uh huh.
But she didn't do any of that, I'm pretty sure. You know, so wait a minute. Let's go back to the German Baptist.
Mm-hmm, German Baptist, yeah.
Are they like the Amish or the and in southern Indiana they have the what they call the Mennonites? What's the difference?
Yeah.
See, I don't know that. I don't know the difference.
Is there a devoted, pious.
So if I look it up, the old German Baptist Brethren is a Schwarzenau Brethren denomination of Anabaptist Christianity. Blah blah blah. 1881. They practice believers' baptism as the biblically valid form of baptism. Its strict religious adherence with rejection of modern culture and modern assimilation. It teaches plain dress. One of the several groups that trace their roots to 1708, when 8 believers found a new church in Schwarzenau, Germany. The old German Baptist Brethren Church has about 4,000 baptized members. So, you know, that kind of thing. Let's see. They're just, you know, it's just churchy. Churchy, and you dress old timey, and there you go.
Wow.
I've never even
heard of this, you know.
And it has the largest concentrations of congregations, 19 in Ohio, 9 in Indiana, 1 in Georgia. So, yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Interesting.
So, you were talking about something.
And I mentioned that I railroaded it with my German Baptist story.
Oh, we were talking about the raising of my gazebo.
Your barn, yeah, the Amish.
Yeah, we're being Amish, but that's not going to happen. Sorry,
that's what we should do.
I don't
we
see
should
any of our
no
women
Kelly.
Wearing
Kelly
dresses
should get his iPhone and record us dramatically sliding those panels into place, and then you know,
bum, 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 dun, dun, dun. Yeah,
we put it on YouTube. You know,
bit of choral music,
make some money,
and then. The camera tilts down and all three of us are in thongs.
Yeah, like Borat.
With sun hats.
Yeah, that would be
I want to get one of those Borat swimsuit things. The workout sling.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about that the other night. So we were talking about, you know, the slings that Borat wore in his movie. You know, it's kind of like a thong that goes around your shoulders just as a visual for our listener. But when I was in Key West, a guy had one of those, and it wasn't just as simple as, you know, something shaped like the letter V. It actually had a little pouch for the dude's wiener, and it was like you, because it was gold lame. It was like you just melted gold over his junk. I mean, every bit of it was visible. I mean, it was just kind of poked out there.
Where would you put your keys or your smokes or?
Well, you just, you know what, you get one of those carabiners and you just put it on your hook it on your nipple ring and you just carry your key around like that. There was no.
Oh well, that's what you do. Okay,
there's no pockets in this thing.
You know, well, why wouldn't you have a side pouch for?
I guess you could jam the key fob up your butt until you needed it.
Key fob. No, that'll set off my car alarm. Then I got to clinch to turn it off.
Yeah, that's right. You're like focusing. Okay, there you go. I turned it off.
Yeah, but you don't get the right button, and the truck keeps going up.
That's right, the trunk. Oh, sorry. That was just that little gas bubble there.
Let me try the right cheek. See if I can get that one going.
That damn hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
It's firing. No,
I guess you'd have to wrap it in something first. If you just pulled it out of your butt and then started your car, then everybody'd be like, "What's your car smells funky, man?"
Are we going to address the fact that we all played asshole darts the other night?
No, that's just how this guy.
Should we
there,
tell
right?
everyone? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just
Absolutely.
Leave it at that. That's all no. in people's heads. The listeners.
Oh, asshole darts. Yeah.
Hold
okay.
on. Rewind.
Well, moving on
what?
To religion. Yeah.
Asshole darts.
Some of the best laughs I had in a long, long time were from Friday night and playing that game. So and
that was just funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. If you want to know what the game is, write in and we'll tell you.
Yeah. See. You know,
it may not be what you expect.
There may even be a YouTube demonstration video that I'll do.
Yeah.
You know, if you did, you'll
get the tapestry of Jesus and Donald Trump. If you send it in, you'll.
Yes. We should order the extra large tapestry, hang it up. Then you do the asshole darts in front of it. And then it becomes a TikTok sensation.
You know, we're going to get him out of prison one quarter at a time.
Oh, shit.
What else is going on, gentlemen? What do we got going on here?
Hey, I haven't first been day, outside yet today. What's it like?
Well, it's like it's been the rest of 2 months. Like,
it's cloudy, gray. It looks like to me, no? Oh.
Well, we're finally over in what they say May gray, and we're now into June gloom. So we've only got another 30 days of this, and we'll be fine.
I'm looking forward to September big member.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got a couple of months to, you know, work on
big,
that.
Big member September. If you don't have one, you need to go to Nevada for a while.
Yeah.
And then I wear a nicer shirt when it's March starch. And
yeah, March doesn't have anything, but starch.
I don't know.
You know what's weird? We normally do this on Saturday, and we've got just a little more juice than we do on Sunday.
Sunday is the day of rest, is it not?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe
even though I work my butt off on Sundays, but mentally I'm tapped.
I don't see any kind of halo like Jesus is on your shoulder saying, "Hey, you know, chill out a little bit. Don't
Will you freak out if you did anything. See one?
No, if I, you know, I just see Jesus standing there giving you a little wink on the camera. Like, "Hey, you know, you guys are doing the Lord's work."
Yeah. Not doing any traveling? You guys doing any traveling?
Nah, no? Shit, travel.
I know.
I was supposed to go next weekend to Canada, and then we decided not
work?
To go.
For
no,
work?
No, not for work. My wife.
Again?
Yeah, no, my wife loves to travel. And now that we're just Yeah, you think? And we're now that we're on just the edge of retirement, you know, what can we do with the rest of our lives? We're just going to just die in this house, you know, what's going to happen? So we were talking to some friends of ours here in town, and they're like, "Oh, you know, we wanted to go to Nova Scotia, wanted to go to Quebec City and Montreal." And my wife was like, "Well, let's go." And so she bought, you know, Southwest, you could buy tickets and cancel with no penalty or anything.
Southwest goes to Nova Scotia? No way.
No. Southwest goes to Albany, New York. And then
you got
to
walk the rest of the way.
That's half the way.
You get a car.
A car?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And Albany?
Drive, and you go to Albany, New York.
It'd be pretty.
And then you drive to Quebec City.
Oh, okay. How long from Albany to Quebec City?
5 hours.
I would do that. That sounds good because that's a pretty drive anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But I was like, you know, so last weekend we didn't do the show because I went to New Orleans, and I'm like, you know, I don't really think that I can take 3 days off, go to New Orleans, come back for a week, then go to Canada for 8 days, and then come back, you know. And, you know, I kind of got to work. Maybe I don't. Maybe I put this on myself.
But you can work from wherever you are.
You know, it's no fun to be sitting in the back of the rental car telling everybody, shh, 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 I'm on a call.
Right.
You know, or can you pull over at this Starbucks and wait 2.5 hours while I take another call?
You know, that, charge my.
Yeah. Like, oh, I got all kinds of things I could plug into cigarette lighters and run, you know, AC power. I got one of those from Radio Shack back in the day. That thing's bulletproof. But it's not any fun to be on the road. I mean, if it was like, okay, Tuesday, everybody go have a good time, I'll just sit around here till lunchtime and get stuff done, you know, that kind of thing. That's fine. But you know, I've tried to work while I was driving across country.
Yeah.
And it just sucks.
No.
You know, because you're like, I wonder if I'll have service while I'm on in Louisiana. You know, those
and
kind
do
of
you
things.
Have to sneak it by your bosses? Like, do you have to say, no, I'm not, I'm in town.
Nobody cares where
okay.
I'm sitting. It's just, you know, as long as nothing's falling through the cracks. I mean, most of the time, nobody knows what the hell I do. So that's fine. But if it was like, you know, I'm trying to reach this guy and I can't, have you heard from him? And then they'd be like, what's your deal, bro? So, you know,
well, I can travel now because I got my passport.
Did you?
I've got my passport. It's in.
No,
hand.
Wait, you are going on a Canadian.
Yeah,
he's
going on
Canada,
a cruise.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Going on the cruise.
When
the
is this?
End of September.
Oh, long time to go. Okay.
Yeah. So
September, big member. Right.
Yeah, big member. Yeah,
that's why I'm going. You know,
that's why he needs the gold lame sling.
Exactly. Hey.
That would be interesting to be on a cruise ship and wear something like that and see if the crew is like, you know, I'm sorry, sir, we're happy that you're enjoying your vacation. It's pretty obvious that you're happy right now. But the parents of the children are really requesting that you, I don't know, cover some of that.
Am I overdressed?
Yeah.
I think you go to the buffet with absolutely no respect for the sneeze guard and you're wearing that thing. Just pubes hanging out.
Well, the guy I saw.
And you're filling out your, and you're filling your plate up and you got more food. So you just start sticking dinner rolls under the strap that holds it.
I don't want these to fall on the floor.
I don't want these dinner rolls to fall. I'll put one right here. A little croissant right there.
Or just cocktail shrimp, you know.
Where's the prime rib?
Hey, hanging on it.
Yeah. The guy I saw wearing it, I mean, the dude was old. You know, he was an old guy. And he was wearing this gold lame slingshot and a big straw sun hat. And that was all. And he's holding
a
drink.
Was he well tanned?
He was leather. I mean, he was a football. He was the upholstery in a 68 Buick. I mean, it was dark and smooth, but the guy had absolutely no body hair anywhere. He was bald. He was waxed. He was, I mean, because if he had hair, you would see it.
Yeah.
You'd see asshole hair on that fella. I mean, it was just floss on the other side. And he was just standing by this little walk-up bar with his plastic, you know, glass of margarita there on the beach in Key West, talking to two 28-year-old women, you know, casually, like it's no big deal. And I was thinking, okay, maybe that guy's gay, because would you want to be, you know, wearing that and talking to attractive, you know, young women, and they're like being all chatty with you And then, you know, they would be like, I think he likes me. Yeah, I think you're right.
Or he's tragically misinformed. No, you look hot, dude. Go talk to them. All right.
No, he was just a social butterfly, this guy. And you couldn't take your eyes off of him. I didn't talk to him. Hell no. I should have, in hindsight.
I would have talked to him. And you know me. I would have went up and said, hello, how you doing?
I would have sent you over there. Danny, find out the story, report back. And then you would have brought him to meet all of us. And we'd be like, what? Ramon, hello.
But where the...
First thing I'd ask is going, is that comfortable? Are those comfortable?
Were the not first thing in the morning. Were the 28-year-old women like get away from me, you gross
no,
pig.
They were like, you are the most interesting thing we've seen this week, and we want to know more. The two of them, they were just, you know, they were well put together, you know, young women of means, you know, good big,
really?
Big hair, you know. Wearing bikinis at walk-up bar with, you know, bracelets and all this stuff. I mean, they weren't like white trash, you know, showing up.
Okay.
You know, and they were talking to him, and they might have, you know, just been laughing and putting their hands on his shoulder because he was so charming. I mean, he was not, you know, romantically interested in them. I mean, there was none of that. I mean, he was just a freak at a beach bar, but, you know, he was chatty and friendly, and everybody, you know.
I wonder if he's well known.
Maybe he's onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the thong up your ass crack just keeps you lively. Oh, ho, wow. Okay. Who's next? I'm buying around for the whole bar.
I think I should go to Walmart and greet people.
But I need to put it on my tab because I don't feel like getting this roll of $100 bills. I wrap.
But it's the end of the day, so I better wring out that floss.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear that on the cruise.
I think you should.
Yeah,
and wear it like
the family's gonna be there
around your in-laws. Absolutely.
There you go. That'll be the last time I get invited
sitting,
anyway.
They're sitting by the pool. They have, you know, day one. Like, let's all meet by the pool. Yeah, I'll save us a bunch of chairs. And they're all there. And then you walk up in that. And they're like.
And Danny, you should also we should get one of those paintings done, you know, with the hands on Trump's shoulders of Danny standing behind there wearing that sling outfit. All pot serious. Like this.
We could move my beach towel. We could do that. I mean, maybe that's a way to generate a little cocktail hour in income. We just take the memes of the day and create a new one. And instead of, you know, in this case, instead of Jesus, it's Danny in a gold lame slingshot. And then, you know, we could do all kinds of things. You know, Kelly standing like the crucified Christ with his, you know, surfer Jesus look. And we could... We can make some dough. Yeah. I'll dress up like a German Baptist.
You know, I was going to say
that the faithful. Yeah, everybody's got to have something. Because yeah. I think the little doily over my head would be fetching.
Yeah. Well, it's white, right? It's got to be white.
Yeah, just a little bonnet. You know, that kind of thing.
Could you not? Yeah. Could you make it rain? Could you make it rainbow? That would say that would definitely that would put up and put say make a statement, wouldn't it?
Piss a lot of people off.
Well, we are in Pride Month, so I mean maybe that was May.
Wasn't it? No.
It started yesterday. We're in it. I went to a bar last night. Was trying to find some food and they didn't have any food there, but it was they had a Pride flag out front that they had just purchased. I mean, you know, it's like cheap nylon, but you know, it had come from China folded into a 6-inch square. So they unrolled it and it's got all these lines and, you know, like, oh, you guys are really an ally because you got this brand new flag. Come on in, spend your money here. And what's funny is this bar, it was called, it's called the Rancho Bar. It's nowhere near here, but, I was looking at it on Yelp, you know, just what dive bar is close to me, right? And for this bar, it had this long, long review on Yelp, because I'm a big Yelper. And this person was like, do not go on Wednesday or Sunday nights, because Kim is not bartending there, and she is a protector. If you are a person of color, or you're LGBTQ plus, and you know, all this kind of stuff, this is not a safe place. Have bear spray when you walk to your car, or perhaps a baton.
Really?
To, you know, and I'm like, the number one review on this restaurant is how you're not gay friendly. And then you have this, you know, unironed flag hanging out front. And it's like, I wonder what's going on here. Wonder what the story
is. I want to meet Kim.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Because it sounds like Kim.
Yeah, I want to see what Kim's going to do. You know, I want to see this. I want to see the protector, right?
The bar was fine. It wasn't a sketchy bar like the one that used to be at the end of my street that we would go to all the time. But it, you know, I could see some locals, you know, not being welcoming to people that, whatever. But we're there last night. Mm-hmm. It was just a crowd of folks. No big deal.
Was there music or anything?
No, It was just. No, and it was like the weirdest layout. They had a kind of a porch area you could sit on, and they had a tiny little bar area that was too, that's where the front door was. It was like too crowded to get around. And then there one pool table in another room, and in the back, a big area dedicated for smoking. Right? I mean, just.
Wow.
Really?
Maybe, I didn't think you could do that.
Maybe six tables and just ashtrays full of burned up cigarettes in there. And nobody was smoking at the time, but I'm like, shit, can you smoke inside? I mean, because it was, you know, it was covered. It wasn't like a porch or anything like that. It was just a room with a different door in it.
Was this in our state?
Yeah. It was, you know, like 20 minutes from here.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
I didn't know there were that many people still smoking that could fill up an ashtray, more than one. I guess there is.
I mean, people you still know. Smoke, right?
Yeah, I don't see it very much. It's
mostly,
funny because,
mostly teenagers, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody else did.
I smell it when I'm on the motorcycle and I'm going to and from work. I smell that.
All I smell is weed.
Yeah, I smell weed too. But I do see some people smoking, you know. Mm-hmm. But not as much as I, you know, I don't see people smoking. Because it was weird when I, you know, last time I was in New York about a month ago, I forgot how many people smoke there, you know.
Yeah.
And on the street, and, you know, and it's just, I'm not, you know, it's, you know, I'm not something you're used to, you know?
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny how, you know, have cigarette prices finally gotten so high that people have said, well, shit, I can't afford to smoke anymore.
Yeah.
Or
what is a pack of smokes cost? 10 bucks?
Over 10 bucks.
Is it really?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
That's, I mean, imagine buying a carton. Remember when you used to have those things on the wall and you could hold a carton of cigarettes on there and that kind of thing. And
it's so weird. Like when I go walking down the street or something, or I'm sitting at an outdoor cafe and I smell tobacco smoke, it rocks me a bit. I'm so not used to it now. So hold on, who's smoking near me? That was the norm, man.
Right. And then also too, it brings back memories a lot of times too, depending on where the environment. Because I mean, I don't know about you guys, everybody I grew up around, everybody smoked, you know.
Oh, sure. I did.
You know. Yeah. No, but I'm talking about when I was a little kid, you know.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when we were kids, smoking. Everybody it was healthy.
Yeah. Cigarette hanging out of your mouth as you're grilling, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know.
My parents didn't smoke, but their parents kind of smoked. I mean, casual smokers, not like smoking all the time. But my grandmother always, you know, she maybe two cigarettes a day. And and on the other side, my grandfather was a pipe smoker. And then, well, I guess my other grandfather was a cigar smoker, you know, that kind of thing. You know, they smoked. I had an aunt that smoked. And she was the only one, but yeah, you know. Shit,
I think they found it hard. Like if you had kids, it's hard to hold the cigarette in your mouth while you're putting the baby in the Bjorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, it's you know, and you just enjoy the winter time with all the windows up and everybody smoking in the front seat and the kids in the back seat are just, you know, just living with it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I remember there's a guy I know who you guys know who I heard he was at a party with another guy I know, and they were outside being nice because they wanted to have a little hash pipe, right? Or something, share a bowl. And they were standing out on the patio outside for, you know, so they can be kind to people, not be smoking inside the house. Mm-hmm. And they're standing there looking at each other. One guy has his baby in his front Bjorn, right? My mm-hmm. friend. And they're passing this pipe back and forth while the baby's watching them. They're just like, what are you doing?
We're teaching the kids. Yeah.
It's natural. Don't worry.
Yeah. You're talking about I had an aunt too that smoked, and I love to tease this woman. So, you know, and they all remember the thing too about smokers back in the day, you had all like kind of cool stuff, right? Your ashtrays were cool. You had your cigarette pack holder, right? Mm-hmm. That had the little snap clasp on it at the top, and the front pouch had the cigarette lighter, right?
And that irresistible sound of a Zippo opening and closing.
Clink, clink. Yeah.
That's just cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It still is to this day, actually. But, my aunt, you know, she, this is when you got the Bic lighters, right?
Yeah.
She didn't want to. So I always, anytime she would set that package down or that purse with the cigarettes or put it back in her purse, I would go, and when she wasn't around, take it and set the flame up high, right? You know, so it would give you like a 3-inch flame, right? And yeah.
You little shit.
So, and just to tease the shit out of her, right? And again, get her so many times, and she had big eyelashes and bangs,
dude.
Yeah, so she would light that thing, and I'd hear, "Hey, damn it, Danny!" You know, and think about her, hairs would be sitting on her back.
Oh shit!
And she would be telling my mom,
oh my
you know,
God,
you got to tell him to stop doing that. And of course, you know, anytime I saw it laying there, I'd go and set that flame down.
I had that happen to me last week. I lost my mind for a second. I was kind of lighting my little cannabis pipe and burned my hair, caught on fire a little because I wear my hair long.
Well,
I'm still here. I survived it. I had another little.
Whose hands are those on my shoulder? Hold on.
That's right. Jesus, there's one
the
step,
fireman.
One paramedic footprints in the sand.
Yeah, is that you, Lord? No, I'm.
Can
I'm
you
with
teach
the
me how to light a bong, please? Without
okay,
hurting myself.
If you want to buy a pack of cigarettes, the most expensive is New York, $11.96, and the cheapest is Missouri at $6.11. In California, we are, you know, we're kind of in the top half, $9.63, that kind of thing.
It's expensive.
And how many cigarettes are 24? Is there a 24 in a pack?
Well, I have that information right here. Let's see. So if you say,
I can't remember.
20. The median price for a pack of cigarettes is $7.93 across America. With 20 cigarettes per pack, the average cigarette costs between 31 and 60 cents.
Wow. Yeah.
And that guy, who was that guy? Which dude was that got killed for selling loose cigarettes
in front of a 7-Eleven. On the street. Yeah,
Donald Trump can be a felon and he is just free to go, but there's a dude selling a cigarette in front of a 7-Eleven and the cops
he
kill
ends
him.
Up dead.
That's America we live in.
Wow. So
I forget his name. That's the media cycle we have, you know.
Exactly. So if you smoke two packs a day, you're spending $20 a day just on cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's
a
lot of money.
$20 a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's Matthew Perry was apparently like that. Two or three packs a day, I believe. Yeah. But he could afford it.
Yeah, but just also that's a lot of that crap in your lungs.
That's $7,300 a year for cigarettes. $20 a day.
But if you budget and
that's right, cut down on the avocado toast. Son of a bitches.
Avocado toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or as we say in Canada, avocado. Yeah. What?
How much does $7,300 buy in healthcare? You think about that. Everybody bitches
that's not even one MRI.
A broken arm.
No, but yeah, on a
the deductible.
No, on insurance. Yeah, no, yeah. On insurance. What do you pay? Let's say an insurance policy. Yeah, premium. Let's say a high premium costs you what, $600?
$600 a month. Yeah,
that's still the amount of money you're spending on cigarettes.
Yeah, that's the same.
For your
yeah.
healthcare.
Yeah, exactly. Which, that's why they give you the that thing, like you do a survey with your health insurance company and they're like, are you a smoker? Yes or no? Do you have cancer? Yes or no? Do you?
You know what's funny is they don't. Yes, smoking is a real killer, but there are things that are not that far below that that are real killers, like excess sugar. And how come they don't ask you about that? They definitely ask you about your blood pressure.
I wonder if there's a law against, you know, like you go to the doctor. Is this person fat? Is this person really fat? Is this person uncomfortably fat?
I think there probably is a law, yeah.
Fat. Are you so fat that we can consider you to be morbidly obese, right? I mean, if you're, you know, if you're just at home getting to be 800 pounds or whatever, and you don't go to the doctor because you can't get out of bed, nobody would know. And you're just, you're paying, you know. But you're probably on disability or something like that at that point.
Wow.
I saw a woman the other day at the big shopping center here in town, and she was enormous, just walking through the parking lot in a lot of pain. And I'm like, you know, I would like to have a solution for that. You know, what can you do about just gargantuan obesity in America? Because I think it's the food supply. I don't think it's people's fault. You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, what could you do to really affect change? How could you make America healthy again? That's what Donald Trump should be working on.
What if they reduce the sweetness of sodas by half and just said and told everybody, just give it a month, you'll get used to it.
What if
when
people
go to 7-Eleven and they buy a gulp, it's like an aquarium.
Oh yeah, no, and they'll do that a few times.
They didn't have those. They didn't have those when I was a kid.
What if you
forced no such thing.
Soda companies to put a really bitter agent in there, so it just tasted terrible. You know, every time you take a sip of Diet Dr. Pepper, you're like, oh, I'm gonna throw up. You know, that kind of thing. That'd cut down. But I don't think it's just, you know, the sugary drinks, the Snickers bar, that kind of thing. I think it's, you know, bread and milk and boxed
chickens,
mashed potatoes,
big old chickens.
Yeah. Why do you say milk?
Yeah. You know, milk.
There's nothing milk. Nothing in that. There is some sugar, but
well, remember naturally. when our kids were little and we were looking at those labels. You know, does it have RBHT or, you know, hormones or
things,
you know, because they're just injecting cows with a ton of shit, right?
Right.
You know, and we're like, oh, is my daughter getting?
You're right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I mean, because it's not just calories. I mean, who the hell knows what it is? Yeah. Is it a forever chemical or microplastics or, you know, those kind of things?
Well that's go on.
I think that when you see somebody, like I was at the store and this guy was, you know, moving shopping carts around, and he was a big fella. I mean, like he spent a lot of money on t-shirts because it was a lot of fabric. And I thought, Jesus, guy, you know, he's pushing these shopping carts around and, you know, his knees are probably bone on bone at this point, right? You know, he's just a heavy dude. And I'm like, maybe that's malnutrition. And you don't look at it like, oh, he's overeating. Maybe there's something in his diet that makes his body, you know, I'm going to store every calorie because, you know, the stuff I'm getting is not real. You know, I don't know.
Huh.
I don't have the answer, and I would like for us to do something, you know.
Well, they have tried, haven't they? Healthier food in schools, at the lunch things.
Well, not in the schools that our kids. I mean, I remember our kids reporting back what they were serving, you know, chocolate milk, Dino nuggets, and you know, whatever. I mean, it was shit. Where's the lady making green beans and homemade sliced pizza on Fridays, right? I mean, that was good stuff.
And fish.
Along these lines, what do you guys, I my wife and I will buy organic whenever we can, if there's a choice, but we can also afford it, as you guys can too. Do you guys, what do you think of that?
A little bit of bullshit.
Okay.
Because I think you can say it's organic. I don't think you have to prove it's organic. You know, it's like
that's cage, not true.
Cage. Well, no, but I mean, organic doesn't mean it doesn't have any fertilizer. Non-GMO doesn't mean that it's not a plant that has been, you know, like corn.
Yeah.
I mean, corn isn't the same as it was, you know, 500 years ago. Chickens aren't the same, you know? So, I mean, right. It might be this particular one was, you know, done something. I mean, I don't really, you know, you buy an avocado. Was it sprayed with pesticide or not? Maybe that's the thing. But shit, I'm not eating the outside of the avocado.
No, but you're going to take your knife and cut through it, and then that's going to get onto the meat.
I'm gonna wash avocado off before I do that.
Yeah, but see, what about all the stuff coming? What about through the soil?
You gotta wash your stuff, man. You don't know who touched it last. Some guy takes a shit in the strawberry field, and then so keeps picking.
It's a little more sodium. It's not going to kill me.
It's a little more E. coli in your romaine lettuce, brother.
I think I'm a little foolish about it, but it's worth it to my peace of mind.
Yeah, I feel like
there's a better chance that it is organic if it says organic. But you're right. Yeah. I can't prove it, but
yeah, I don't think they're necessarily. I mean, if you're talking about an apple or a carrot or a head of lettuce, you know, that's probably pretty easy. But if you are buying, something in a bag or a box,
right?
You know, who the hell knows? Yeah. I mean, they invented high fructose corn syrup in the 70s. You know, look at the, like we talked about before, look at Woodstock and look at Coachella. Yep. The average waist size is different. And I think that's why, you know, you buy bread.
I agree.
It's
got meat.
High fructose corn syrup. That's what it
in
says
the bread there. Of all things.
Yeah.
Which is just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's all to make a buck, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, I don't know. Sometimes I buy organic. Sometimes I don't. I don't know. It depends on what it is, you know, but we'll see.
No, I mean, I think organic is better, but I think buying vegetables and meat is better than buying a Stouffer's lasagna and and that kind of thing.
Well, the paragraph of contents, which is probably fine. I don't know. It's peace of mind for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bigger fear is when you go out to eat. Right. I remember my brother.
I give up on that. Yeah.
When my brother would be like, oh, you know, I'm eating, you know, whatever calories per day. And I'm like, how do you know that thing you got from a place is a certain number of calories? Right. You know, chicken Alfredo or meatloaf or whatever. Well, I just know the answer. And I'm like, I think when you go to the In-N-Out Burger or something and you look at the calories on the menu or whatever, it's a hell of a lot,
you know? Yeah.
And you add sauce to something. Woof.
Jeez, we're not doing very well here, guys. If this is the Pursuit of Happiness episode, Jesus, I feel worse talking to you fuckers.
No. We are as always comedy and education. That's what Cocktail Hour is about.
Oh my God. You've got to put that as our log line. That's our thing.
No, it is our thing. If you
join
if
us for comedy and education.
Yeah, no, that's what two categories I put little podcast in. That's why we're so popular. People are craving comedy and education. It's like when you get a ticket and you go to the Eric Estrada online driver school, you know, that kind of thing. It's comedy.
There is such
and,
a thing?
Yeah. Haven't you gotten a ticket?
No. Eric Estrada.
Yeah, I think Eric Estrada has a thing. There's a comment. There's, you know, there's all kinds of like
comedy traffic school. I've been to one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no, it was
these
actually
these are online. You don't have to go in person anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm happier. I'm happier today.
then we've done our job.
Okay.
We've done our job.
I'm
going to
go have a garlic enema.
Happy.
Now.
Yeah. Garlic enema.
That's better that's better than a turpentine.
Make sure you move the thong over.
Well, the very inherent shape of a garlic clove fits perfectly, so you don't have to do any chopping. You just insert
a garlic clove or the whole bulb.
Oh, the whole bulb. What do you think? I'm a pussy. Come on. I got to take the peel off. And
I can see Kelly, you know, bouncing on the chair to get it in. There you go.
Sure.
Amore.
And for 40 days you sweat and you just sweat garlic.
40 days.
And my constantly hungry dog 40 day sweat.
Keeping every a day. Garlic bulb in there 40 days. That's a lot of control.
Smells like an Italian restaurant.
And my persistently hungry dog just follows me around hoping I'll drop one.
Yeah, because that's what your dog needs is a garlic clove.
Kelly, let one over drop. Come on now.
Are your dogs on a diet now?
Does it look like they're on a diet?
Well, I mean, I noticed that you guys have one of those torturous
it's not working.
Food bowls for them. Where you
doesn't
pour the
shit.
You pour the food in and they and it separates in a little maze like structure and the dog is like fuck I gotta where's I can't get that one either.
It slows him down. It works to slow him down. To lose weight, fuck no. Our littlest one looks like a Formula One tire. That's about the aspect ratio the same, you know.
Yeah. No, we go over to Kelly's house and his dog is like. Doesn't just look at you for a treat. He barks at you for, you know, hey.
I know.
Hey, did you forget I'm here? I want people food. Hey.
Right. And then
hurry
if you
up,
don't
come on,
give it to
I'm
him.
82
and if you don't give him anything.
Fucker. What? What then?
If you don't give it to you don't give it to him, they go, what the fuck's the matter with you? They give you that look, right? They're kind of like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I noticed
we were
there the other day, and Ranger had his hand on another one of the people with us, and he's just like, you know, just very politely, this hand works to give me food, doesn't it? Why isn't that happening now? You know, just a very polite little.
I'm dying here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm dying here.
You're all
they
eating
have,
pizza. I can tell.
They should have Ranger's paw on the president's shoulders. Right?
Yeah, give me some of that hamburger.
Right.
Yeah. Give me a, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken that you're eating every day.
All I ask is to get to smell your asshole once a day. That's all I ask.
Well, the thing is about our past president is evidently you can smell him from we can smell him from far off, right?
What?
Yeah, he wears diapers, and they're saying that in the courtroom during the trial, he was just, you know, kind of just stinking. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I
don't know about that.
Right. You don't believe that?
No,
well,
I
didn't say
it.
Anything just... about that on CNN, and I watched.
Yeah.
So.
And you would think that would be the lead. I don't know.
It's called decorum, Danny.
Oh. Coming up after the break, the smell of a defendant.
Okay, I'm just gonna read this Twitter post. And it says, what I'm hearing from credible sources is that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom. I'm hearing from actual credible people he's kind of falling asleep. He's actually passing gas, and his lawyers are really struggling with the smell.
Okay, that's like, is it really organic? That's, I mean, come on. That's right. Wait, there. With how did, that's bullshit.
You, wait.
It's
you,
bullshit?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Fucking bullshit. Well, gentlemen,
fabulous Sunday. All right, my friend.
Keep it real.
Well, we made it through another educational comedy session.
Yeah, and in the pursuit of happiness, here we are. All right.
Happiness. All right.
Thank you for listening.
Stay smelling fresh, everybody.
Tell me a tale.